Welcome to this session. Today we're going to be talking about how to secure, strengthen, and simplify your Linux stack using the suite of solutions provided by Canonical and running, of course, on Microsoft Azure. My name is Sean Murphy. I'm one of the senior product managers here at Canonical, and I deal exclusively with our products that run on Microsoft Azure. And if you're not familiar with Ubuntu, Ubuntu is a Linux-based operating system, of course, that has some compelling features and benefits that a lot of our users and customers absolutely love. And on this slide, we see that it's really related to our cadence, our release cadence. So very predictable release schedule. Our security releases and our patches are very deterministic. Our long-term support version, for example, is 5-year support after release. And then we do have interim releases twice a year. And so this includes everything from critical security patches to software updates. And of course, all of our code is free to access whenever needed. And in terms of developer productivity, this is really where we shine. We have over 26,000 support packages for libraries, application, and it's just a very, very broad supported footprint. And of course, we're talking about infrastructure in this broader scope that, of course, optimized for Microsoft Azure, AKS, and Hyper-V, but across other platforms as well. So Ubuntu really exists wherever you need to get your work done and where you need to reach your customers. And looking a little bit about, Canonical and Microsoft, we really have a strong collaboration. Microsoft virtual infrastructure provider, really relied on by so many more organizations. And that's, one of the reasons we're here today. And Ubuntu, of course, is the provider that most of the open source software powers as the underlying operating system. It's the most popular Linux operating system on Azure with something like 70% of Linux installation. And because of that, Azure is really important target for Ubuntu. And we at Canonical really invest significant engineering effort with Microsoft in making sure that Ubuntu just works brilliantly on Azure. And so it's the most regularly updated and maintained Linux image available on Azure. The Azure Ubuntu image includes, Azure custom kernels to improve performance. And of course, we integrate with the widest range of Azure features. Beyond that, Microsoft, as we'll see, does rely on Ubuntu itself, running AKS on top of Ubuntu, building, for example, Databricks and Data Science VM on Ubuntu. So really, you can be confident that both Ubuntu and Microsoft are committed to keeping Ubuntu as a first-class citizen on Ubuntu. And taking a look at our roadmap, going forward past what Ubuntu is now, we have some other products and features that may not be well-known at this point. And so part of our roadmap, I want to talk about what's available now. Ubuntu Pro and Pro FIPS are available now, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the upcoming slide. But the interesting thing about Pro is that this is the commercial production-ready version of Ubuntu that has really compelling features and benefits, even beyond what the regular Ubuntu server has. And of course, as we talked a little bit before, Microsoft Azure Kubernetes is powered by Ubuntu. And looking towards the future, we have so many opportunities to build managed applications on top of Ubuntu Pro, and our security features will really make that a compelling offering. And in the works, we have sort of a sneak peek at some of the things that are coming up. Microsoft SQL Server on Ubuntu Pro, of course, being dedicated to our data services and Azure data capabilities. This is one additional step that we're taking to bring the security features of Ubuntu Pro with the wildly popular Microsoft SQL Server. And of course, we're looking at some other open source cloud appliances to bring that to Azure. So single click, being able to launch popular databases, popular caching services that are self-forming, self-healing, and load balancing. And finally, we'll talk a little bit about some confidential computing work that we're doing. But first, let's talk about Ubuntu Pro. Ubuntu Pro is our professional version of Ubuntu that's production ready. There are commercial images available now inside the Azure Marketplace. And there's a slew of features and services, benefits that we'll talk about here in the upcoming slides. And interesting enough, there's a SLA back support available via private offer for Ubuntu Pro as well. So if you're familiar with Ubuntu LTS, you know, obviously this is the long-term support, 5 years. We talked about that in a previous slide. So security patches for Ubuntu infrastructure components, this is the main package set. That's available in both LTS and Pro. Where things get interesting is for, you know, hundreds and thousands of open source applications, Apache, Kafka, MongoDB, RabbitMQ, and other, you know, database applications, caching servers, application servers. This is typically what we call as universe in our terminology. This is something that is supported for Ubuntu Pro. And so we've extended this. We've really grown what, you know, based on customer needs, what we support for a very long time. Kernel live patching, this is something that, you know, is very compelling for large estates, for critical workloads where you can't be rebooting machines. You can't take down a machine to apply patches for vulnerabilities. And of course, the alternative is, you know, not apply those patches and be vulnerable. That's not an option. So kernel live patch gives you this real-time patching. So, you know, machines that run for a long time, they're always patched, they're always up to date, and you don't have to worry about it. Very interesting for compliance, we do have a FIPS version of Ubuntu Pro that covers all sorts of compliance regimes. We'll talk about that in a few more slides. And of course, you know, CIS, DISA, STIG, these automatic security profiles available in Pro as well. And some interesting work we're doing with some deep Azure integration with Security Center, logging, monitoring, and compliance features. And of course, landscape fleet management. This is a software as a service solution that we offer. And a maintenance period with Pro extends past the 5 years that we have with LTS and gives you a full 10 years. And of course, the Canonical back support with an enterprise SLA is available for both. So let's jump into the FIPS version of Ubuntu Pro. This is available now. This is something that we got certified through NIST for 16.04 and 18.04 versions of Ubuntu, and 20.04 is coming soon. This is actually something that's required for any sort of government and government contractors, anyone who supplies to the federal government. But this is our FIPS certified version of Ubuntu, and it's out of the box. You don't have to configure anything. You launch the image. Once it's running, it's FIPS enabled out of the box. Kernel, libraries, all these things are available right out of the box. And we have other tools, too, to verify and validate that the machine is, in fact, hardened for a specific purpose. And if you need to in the future, you can reharden it, too. And so gone are the days of trying to figure out how to, you know, go through wiki pages and figure out how to harden a system. We give you tools to do it right out of the box. And like I said, it's available now. So Ubuntu Pro, you know, 16.04, 18.04, 20.04 available now. You can launch it, but also 16.04 and 18.04 Ubuntu Pro FIPS. And so these are available now in the marketplace for any sort of manual launching or automated tools that you may have. And of course, being able to create your images for that. I want to jump back into the maintenance lifetime again. Just taking a look at the typical end of life for the long-term support for 14.04, which, you know, some people may still be using. Support for that ended, you know, quite a while ago. But with Pro, that actually extends out to, you know, we have another year and a half or so with that. And so looking forward to future releases, this gives you, you know, 10 years of support, which is absolutely amazing. And looking at our future roadmaps, the exact same dedication. Remember, we have twice a year, we have these interim releases. Or the long-term supports, every 2 years, we have a supported version coming out that, you know, by out of the box, 5 years with Pro, 10 years. So you can take a look at this chart a little bit to see that 2004 is our current long-term support. But in the year 2022, we will have our next launch as well. And so what does security mean? What is this concept? Is this just kernel? Is this the core of the operating system? And the answer is no, it's everything. Everything that you would want to launch either with application servers or developer libraries. These are your entire software supply, open source software supply chain. Guaranteed API stability, critical and high CVEs tracked for, you know, over 26,000 components. So really, you know, launching your code or launching your workload with Ubuntu managing everything else, you have that 10-year support, extended security maintenance for all of these components. It's very interesting. And so just kind of zooming in on that a little bit more, you know, every package updated, built, test, and signed by Canonical. This is what we know. This is what we do. We've been doing it since, you know, as far as, I've been using it since 2005. And so this is very deep and broad expertise from the open source community. And looking past the, what we have now in LTS that, you know, with certain ecosystems, Python and Java, Go, there are certain things, you know, that of course we ship. But with Pro, we extend that past what the library support is and the free offering. And as you can see, a lot of these developer libraries are things that you may have heard of before, but certainly a lot of applications, a lot of workloads depend on these applications or these libraries. And if you don't have those updated, well, then now we have this slide. So taking a look at enterprise application code bases, almost everyone has some sort of open source software inside of their chain, whatever their software supply chain is. And in certain audits, in this example here in 2018, these, you know, 60% of these code bases actually had one vulnerability. And that vulnerability could be something small, it could be massive and ruin your entire business, as we've seen with massive data breaches recently. And so, of course, with Ubuntu, with Canonical by your side, patching these for 10 years, this is a huge risk that we've eliminated. And so looking at, you know, your entire open source operating, your entire open source ecosystem, whether or not it's Universe or main, Pro has you covered for 10 years. And it's just a really compelling offering. And the live patch that we talked a little bit about before is very important because Linux kernel has a 3-week cadence. And so every 3 weeks, there's a release. There's vulnerabilities, CVEs fixed in every single one of those updates. And that means that if you're not rebooting, if you're not applying these patches, you may have a vulnerable kernel. And that could really destroy your entire workload. And so live patch gives you this instantaneous security. So you don't have to worry about rebooting or looking for that flag that a reboot is required. This gives you the absolute controlled life cycle for your virtual machines. And so as it turns out, these machines can be running very long time with updates being applied in real time. And so this is a critical feature for large estates, critical workloads, where you're not taking down a subset and patching and making sure they work and verifying the instant kernel security gives you that update in real time. So, like I said, Ubuntu Pro and Pro FIPS are available today. It's built on the cloud, and so you don't have to worry about any contracts or contacting us. You can just click a button and launch your instances, and it's available in all regions with content mirrors. And of course, that support, we're here 24/7. We have phone and online ticketing, full knowledge base. And this is what we do. So, you know, if you opt for this SLA back support, you know, optionally adding it on via private offers for Ubuntu Pro, Pro FIPS, you get that deep and broad open source expertise, the Pro security features we talked about, and the critical compliance features that you absolutely might need. And so in industries, we talked about FIPS for, you know, for government contractors and anyone supplying in that area, but also finance and healthcare. So let's talk about Kubernetes a bit. So AKS, an amazing service, and it's, you know, really the most powerful and easiest way to run Kubernetes anywhere. And we power AKS, Ubuntu Pro, the Pro Bits power AKS. We also have the ability for on-prem Kubernetes capabilities with Microcase that uses your existing bare metal and Hyper-V infrastructure. And that's great for on-prem, but, you know, obviously we're here to really adopt Azure services because they are so wonderful. And Azure Arc is really that connecting glue back to Azure for simple cloud migration. So your on-prem workloads, things in your data center that you're comfortable running now, Obviously, with the power of Azure and the security that we bring to bear, Arc can migrate those seamlessly across on-prem and clouds. And of course, the dashboard, the Arc dashboard, shows you these Azure VMs, the on-prem bare metal, and the hyper VMs. And so kind of looking at, you know, what does that look like as a big story? So there's multi-cloud management with Arc, you know, Arc obviously providing a single pane of glass for Kubernetes clusters, you know, from public cloud to the edge, your data center. And users can monitor the Kates, whether or not they're AKS, you know, these charmed Kates that we have, micro Kates, you know, whatever the workloads are, Arc can show you that. And so really this you know, model-driven operations, infrastructure as a code, fully automatic lifecycle management really gives you this unparalleled traceability across all infrastructures. You know, everything's powered by Ubuntu, and of course, Microsoft's Azure Arc just gives you that amazing visibility and migration capability. And, you know, kind of looking at, you know, what is Canonical services for multi and hybrid cloud? You know, we kind of talked about this idea of how AKS and the other options that we have for Kubernetes, you know, really running on Azure as the infrastructure. But managing applications is something that we do at Canonical really well as a service provider. If you don't want to have to worry about, you know, keeping the infrastructure updated and the applications configured correctly, we can do that for you as well. And so, for example, if you're running a Kafka environment or a Mongo database environment, you don't have to, you know, worry about configuration documents and what's the best tuning operation for these databases or application servers. We can do that for you and give you that uptime, give you that maintenance, give you that security patching for these applications. So all you do is worry about your workload and your capabilities, and we take care of the rest. And here's some of the example of managed applications we have now. I mentioned a few of them, but really the ultimate takeaway here is that, you know, we at Canonical are your partner for testing and validation. And so obviously Microsoft Azure is going to be where these applications are executed and run, and we can be the ones that maintain it, test it, that, you know, validate it for you. And so why choose managed apps? You know, obviously you can focus on business and you don't have to worry about, like I said, you know, trying to how to maintain these apps, how to do DevOps, how to configure, and long-term too, what are some of the security implications of my configuration? You don't have to worry about any of that. We take care of it, you focus on your business. And so it's very robust. You know, you have to think about human error. If someone's manually configuring applications or updating applications, there could be issues. With a managed application, you have our expertise to handle all these. And of course, per machine pricing, and our capabilities for open source is brought to bear on this as well. So let's talk a little bit about Microsoft SQL Server on Ubuntu Pro. This is a very exciting new development that's coming out soon. And this is going to be the lowest price for a supported Microsoft SQL Server instance. We're building a lot of new capabilities inside of Ubuntu Pro for secure computing with secure enclaves. Lots of high availability and disaster recovery capabilities. Of course, high performance tuning to make sure a Microsoft SQL Server runs the best that it can. Active Directory authentication is going to be built in. And of course, Microsoft and Canonical are going to be joining together for end customer support. And cloud appliances are something that we're working on to bring you intelligent managed apps. And so, for example, a database. A database could be something that's as simple as you fire up at one instance and start loading your data and doing your workloads on that. But what happens when you start to scale? You know, when you have certain databases, you have, you know, primary, secondaries, but also you have voting members too to say, you know, who's primary, who is the most reliable data bearing node. And so this starts to get a little bit complex in terms of managing apps and how they're launched. And our cloud appliances work is going to bring that to the forefront, that, you know, you just worry about your workloads and we'll worry about how to scale, how to configure these things to work together. And sometimes it's more than one app. Sometimes when you want to load or when you have a certain workload, that entails multiple applications. And of course, this will work together seamlessly. And finally, confidential computing. This is something that we're working very closely with Microsoft to get this concept of these instances that are very secure. For example, secure boot, full disk encryption via an agent extension. Those are fully supported today. So if you want to launch those, you can take a look at those. Also, native TPM-based instance encryption is coming soon. And there's a whole bunch of other things that we're working on as well that that we're not quite ready to disclose, but will be ready soon. And so finally, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Again, my name is Sean Murphy. My email address is sean@canonical.com, S-H-A-U-N. And I certainly am interested to hear any of your questions, or if you have any project ideas, managed applications we can help out with, certainly feel free to reach out. Thank you.